When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Yeah! Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. ESPN 2 till 8 a.m. Eastern. ESPNU, all 4 hours. Sirius XM Channel 80 and the ESPN app were presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, guys.
Woo, yeah!
What's happening, man? What are you who yeahing about?
Just off the music, you know what I mean? Reminds me of college frat parties, that kind of.
He's in a good mood. He's
yeah,
got,
that's all.
Got the head all right today. Look at this.
Yeah, I don't look like a bank robber today, you know?
Crispy, look at
Key
that.
Key categorized me yesterday.
No, I didn't.
Get Out. I was the guy running away with the hat from Get Out.
Yeah, but come on, though, Jay. You got to admit, though, you look like you was
like
up to something.
Yeah, you're right.
You did look like you were up to something, right? I mean, you got to admit.
Profiling. Key can say it, Max.
Profiling is just.
You can't say I look like I was up to something. It just carries.
I didn't think you
negative.
Really did. You look like an undercover cop to me yesterday.
Up to something.
Like. Well, I guess that is up to something, right?
What do you think? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's right. No, you know what? I take it back.
Where do you guys get your product from? Tell me. I'm looking at a big purchase.
And you're looking at a dude like, come on, man.
Come on, man. Come on.
I didn't necessarily say bank robber. I just said he looks like he's up to something. I said bank robber yesterday, but he was like, he didn't like that because it, you know.
So like a narc, yeah.
Jay just looks like he's up to something.
Yeah, that's it. Who you is this guy that they put next to me? Who is that guy, though, with the shades?
One of your mates.
One of your mates.
One of your guys that you...
Mr. Green or whatever they call him.
I think he was the driver for you.
Yeah.
He was your driver.
He's a driver, yeah. You can tell. I need that cash crisp. Need it folded. It can't just be everywhere.
Yesterday, we spent a lot of the show talking Aaron Rodgers.
There's a transition. There's a transition. 2 minutes into
the show. Well, it is. Being on the show is like...
2 minutes, Key. Guy's stressing over here.
Max is just trying to make sure that he gets 11 minutes instead of the 12. That's all. You want to get 11 instead of the 12. Yeah. You'll give us a minute, and then you'll grab the 11 because of the clock. Hello.
Look, we can you want to keep talking about not? We can keep doing it.
Are you the Trae Young?
We can keep doing it. I know how Jay feels when he puts the hat on and goes to work because I didn't feel like shaving his head that day. Ah, it's no big deal.
Exactly.
And then a spotlight is shined on it, right? When I look at my uptowns, that's Air Force Ones for those not from New York, right? So I look at my uptowns. I'm like, yeah, I get another wear out of them, right? Wear them to work. Canty walks in first thing. Look at those. Takes a picture on his phone, puts it on social media.
Can't hide anywhere, man.
Anything more than four wears, you're going to have to get him things away.
Yeah,
but, like, you're thinking, like, come on, man, I'm going off this radio. They only see me from the waist.
Nope,
I'm good,
not here.
Man.
No, but you should
not
be embarrassed here, to even walk in with anything more than four.
They weren't really dog, though. You know what I mean? They were on the borderline.
You think they wasn't.
You know what the problem is?
Yours.
The laces get a little something. That you can't
I was about to say, when your laces, when you move your laces to the left or the right and you got a black line in it, it's time to, come on, man.
No good.
No
see,
good.
I don't agree with four wears. You don't have to
you
overdo
get
it. Seven, eight wears you could do.
No, you could do four because usually those, you're going to go hard in them. Those shoes, you're going to go to the club. You're going to go to a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
So you're walking in them and you're moving around and somebody just steps on them and they get creased up.
Yeah.
If you're doing eight, call me.
And then you get the little on the side of the thing. You're not going to clean them. You're not like when you're a kid with a toothbrush. You know what I mean?
Well, I still clean mine. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I take care of my stuff, man. I take care of my stuff.
Man, my son every night, he cleaning shit. I'm like,
yeah,
dude,
you do your damn homework. It ain't easy.
Jay is doing everything himself. What you said something like, what was it?
I do my own lawn?
Yeah, you do your own lawn.
Is that okay?
You do?
Yeah, but I don't know. It's
yeah,
like,
is that okay?
He's like, you know what he's like? He's like Warren Buffett.
Max hasn't had a lawn in how long? You're a city kid.
Warren Buffett lives in the same house he lived in since the 60s. You're like Warren Buffett.
I mean, I don't
you do your own lawn, Jay.
Yes, there are times I do my own lawn.
Or are you pushing or riding?
I'm pushing.
God, I know you get a lot of exercise as big as that yard and stuff is.
I don't have a big yard.
you know.
I don't live on an estate.
You know what I read that, or someone told me years ago, that billionaires are more likely to get their shoes resold than get new shoes.
Okay. Well, yeah, right? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense, because if I got a billion, I'm going to own the shoe company. I'm not worried about
it. Maybe that's why you are not a billionaire. You have to have the billionaire's mentality.
No, I'm not. No. I work too hard to be a billionaire. Why would I
work too hard to be a billionaire.
Yeah, why would I just redo my soles of my shoes instead of buying new shoes? Like, that doesn't even make any damn sense.
You know,
I'd
rather not talk about my dream job, because the last time I got told I have no integrity, so I'd rather not talk about a dream job.
You don't.
Well, later we can identify all the coaches all the that dream jobs are not that don't have good records. We'll see if Jay can push them out.
Zero integrity. Stating your dream job. Okay, got it.
Talking about Stan
Speaking of pushing out.
Yeah, there it is.
So, all right. Can we now have we done that enough now?
Well, when Key does it, it just feels different. It feels natural.
I see. Okay. Yeah, Key, transition.
Speaking of pushing out, is Aaron Rodgers being pushed out of Green Bay?
But yesterday we're talking about it because Rodgers is on, is talking about MVP. And Jay, our basic positions, you guys can jump in if you think I'm mischaracterizing it, was Key's like, there's a way to answer that, and you could talk MVP, but always direct it back toward the team goal, the Super Bowl. And Jay's like, come on, man, we clip this little thing where he doesn't say exactly what we want in the context of him really trying to look out for his teammates, like, I need my guys around, and we're making it like he's selfish. And my point of view was, Jay, I'm kind of with Key on this because we're sniffing something out about the guy. It's not coming from nowhere, right? Well, Rob Gronkowski has now weighed in on Aaron Rodgers' comments. Wednesday, an appearance on FanDuel TV's Up and Adams. Here's Rodgers first on the Pat McAfee show, what he originally said, and then Gronkowski on FanDuel TV's Up and Adams, his interpretation. Let's play one after the other. First, Rodgers.
I think I can win MVP again. The right situation. Right situation? Is that Green Bay or is that somewhere else? I'm not sure. But I don't think you should shut down any, opportunity. Like I said, during the season, it's got to be both sides actually wanting, to work together moving forward. I think there's, more conversations to be had.
All right, so there's Rodgers, and here's talking MVP. Here is Gronk's reaction.
Why are you thinking MVP? Like, don't you want Super Bowls? Like, Super Bowls are I think, five times greater than an MVP award. Like, we all know that you won the MVP a few times now, but, like, everyone would know even more how many more Super Bowls you've won than MVPs.
Jeez. I didn't hear that.
Shots fired, Gronk!
Man, that was flames there.
That's
woo-wee!
So, my first question, and this is legit because I know how shows work, right? So, because I've been in this situation before. You know Max loves this kind of stuff, too. He leans heavily.
I'm twirling my media mustache.
You know how this stuff works, Key. Like, you and I have done a lot of affiliate calls for all of our partners, right? So, sometimes you go on calls throughout the course of the week, and they're like, okay, like, I'm coming into it really not knowing what's going on. What's happening, like specifically every detail in this market. And they're like, hey, we're going to play you sound. And you listen to the sound, and you literally just react off what you hear. But you don't hear the whole context.
But so Gronk's been through this, so it's happened to him.
I'm just asking, though. Do you think Gronk really heard the entirety of it? Or do you think he just heard a clip?
It doesn't matter.
Whether he did or he didn't, Jay, he heard enough to form his opinion.
Yeah, but now, I can form my opinion off.
Let's just say that
snippets.
Let's just assume this was in the middle of the conversation. So let's assume Gronk heard just the middle of this conversation, and everything else from the beginning and the back end was just roses. That's all you need. The fact that I tried to say this yesterday, the fact that he's talking about the MVP, especially for players that have won Super Bowls and chased Super Bowls and died and won them badly, it just doesn't come off well. Now, you got a first-time, first-ballot Hall of Fame tight end, one of the top five tight ends of all time, saying essentially the same thing that Max said, that I kind of said. I mean, like, come on, Jay.
Jay, come on. Let me ask you something.
Sure.
So Key yesterday said, look, I don't have a problem with talking MVPs, but this is how you do it. In other words, here's how I would present it. And I'm saying, based on what Key is saying, and I have that same feeling, that it's not just you present it that way because you want a certain reaction. I say you present it that way because it reflects something about your priorities. that and now Gronk coming out, having that reaction to Aaron Rodgers. I know he's a human being. He can be affected by things he hears, even if he's been through the process. But he's had things taken out of context. He knows how this works. But that got on his radar, and he went, nope, not that. Not that. He didn't like it,
Jay. Yeah, because
Jay.
He has a preconceived notion of who he thinks Aaron Rodgers is.
But, I don't know that he has a preconceived notion, though, this. Jay.
Do you think there's something to it? I'm asking you the same question as yesterday.
I'm going to say this. We live in a world that reacts to sound bites. And the fact that he's reacting just to that version, he doesn't even hear what Aaron Rodgers said literally right after that, where he talks about Bakhtiari, he talks about Alan Lazard, he talks about Robert Tonyan, he talks about Randall
Cobb.
But
let me ask you this, though, Jay.
Like, it's just – and by the way, we didn't have the question that
he's not thinking
that
about.
Into that.
He Jay, can get into
it. Sounds like to me that you've listened to the interview multiple times.
Key, I've listened to the whole thing.
No, I understand. It just sounds like to me that that's what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Did he ever say Super Bowl in the whole interview?
But
at
he
all?
Said
Did
Super
he ever,
Bowls multiple th- times on Pat McAfee's
that's
podcast.
Not, but that's not I,
multiple
that's not
times.
I, but that's not
multiple
what I asked
times.
You. I he's didn't ask about, you if he said but it multiple times. I'm talking about in this specific interview. I'm talking about in this specific interview.
But the question was, what is he going – like, what does he like to do? Will he play in Green Bay? Because he's washed.
Okay,
like,
so
– redirecting if, it as Keywood so, towards
so
the
look,
Super
Jay,
Bowl.
He's redirected a
Jay,
lot of comments.
Look,
so
you
he
just
missed
said,
this one. Oh, now that's,
Jay, Jay, you just said the question was about if he was going to play in Green Bay. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to play in Green Bay. I haven't decided if I'm going to play in Green Bay. I can have an opportunity to play in other places and win a Super Bowl. Did no,
but,
he have one?
It wasn't just about Green Bay, Key.
God forbid I don't answer every question exactly the way the people
need me to
answer
it.
It's
not about asking the question. I mean, answer the question about this way.
That's
that
what
way.
You're making it's, it about.
888 say ESPN.
Oh, my God.
This goes round and around.
You're
guys,
defending
guys,
this. And
we're going to do it on
gonna,
the other end.
They're going to get you on Twitter. You're defending it, and the Twitters are coming. I'm just telling you.
888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776, to be continued in a matter of moments, and you get to weigh in ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again. By visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C, ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Allen, Wisconsin, guys, has an issue with Aaron Rodgers' MVP comments. What's up, Al?
If you're going to choose to mention and now insert something, why does it have to be a doggone MVP, which is a personal gratification, an individual typhoon award, instead of you being more concerned with getting yourself a championship?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. ESPN Radio, we're presented by Progressive Insurance, and you can hear us on the app. Oh, I'm going to get to work. They're going to talk about it. Roger, I want to hear this. I'm already there. Go to the ESPN app on your phone. Click on the lower right-hand corner, there says more. Click on it. Scroll down to live radio, and you can take us with you on your phone. 888-SAY-ESPN. Listen to this, guy. So that's Rob Gronkowski talking Aaron Rodgers. Is in the last segment, we discussed it. On the Pat McAfee show, Rodgers said, hey, they're talking about his level he can play at. He said, I can still win an MVP. And then I jump all the guys like me. Oh, man, what do you mean MVP? What about Super Bowl? But then when you hear guys like Key say, huh, hold on a second. This is how you answer that question. You always redirect it toward the Super Bowl.
Even if you wanted an MVP, just
right. Where's your Jay objects to that because he's like, look, he may have said Super Bowl 15 other times. Just we're taking that soundbite, but I really do think that it reflects some kind of mindset. Where is your mind going constantly? Right to the ultimate thing,
back to team, or back to you?
Right. Okay. So now listen to this, guys. Adam Schefter says it sounds like Aaron Rodgers is preparing himself to say goodbye to Green Bay. And before you hear this, understand, guys like Adam Schefter, or by the way, Jay or Key, when they say things, they're not pulling it out of the ether. They understand a lot, and they talk to a lot of people. Here is Adam Schefter, ESPN senior NFL insider. I'm Gabe, Jen, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee.
And I think that's what he's trying to do right now, to determine whether he wants to retire or play again. I think he is going to come to the conclusion that he wants to play again. And it certainly sounds like he's kind of begun to mentally move on from Green Bay. And so that leaves us with door number three, the trade scenario being certainly viable.
All right. By the way, Jen Ladd is going to be on the show in a half hour. That's her radio show. So Adam Schefter also said there are three options, right? It doesn't take a rocket science to figure this out, right? Retire, come back, or get traded. I don't know if there's any other. Like, those are the three.
What a break.
I didn't major in math, but it seems to me he's right.
That was the same thing a year ago.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Been the three options.
But now when
those
Adam Schefter.
Haven't changed.
Right. But when I don't see how they could change. When Adam Schefter says that it's the least likely scenario that he stays in Green Bay of those three, you got to pay close attention to it. Here he is on Gabe, Jen, and Chewy on ESPN Milwaukee talking about the least likely outcome.
I think we're kind of back to where we were. You laid out the three options and said either he returns, he retires, or he wants to be traded. I think of those three, the least likely is him returning. Now, I say that, and I also know that 2 years ago, he felt even stronger about leaving the organization than he does now. So these things change.
To me, that's big.
Mm. Well, so I guess,
I feel like I just
got
talking to a circle, Key. I feel like we're back at the same landing spot we were where we began.
Oh, this is a little bit different.
Is it?
Yeah. It's a little bit different because, like Max just said, usually when you get a little bit, you know, he'll be traded in a week, right? You'll start to hear that because Adam just said it. So that's, you know, when Adam says something, you gotta really open your eyes and really pay attention to it, because Max said, he's just not pulling it out of the air.
Yeah, like when he says something about some team and he's like, I really think this OC would be really good here. He says that more than once. I'm like, oh, okay, I got you. When you say something, Jay, I'm just telling you, this guy is not happy where he is. Okay, Jay, you're not making it up. You're not observing from a distance. You're talking to people.
And it usually comes to fruition sometime shortly after Adam says something.
Right.
It just, you look up and it'd be like, there's a report, you know, 2 weeks from now after the Super Bowl or right at the Super Bowl when we're doing our Super Bowl Sunday show in Arizona. Adam comes on NFL Countdown and he gives the news that the Green Bay Packers – and Aaron Rodgers has agreed to look for a trade partner, and then it just like, yeah. Oh, my God, you know.
It's like David Blaine or someone. If he did, that's going to be your card, trust me. Right? Like most times, it's like, yep, there it is.
He also did say that 2 years ago he felt like Aaron was in a worse place than he is now, and he chose to say. So when your last line is, well, this all can change, it is fluid. Like, that means there's wiggle room to me.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I said it brings me back to the same place where it begins, right? Because after the season, Key, we always know this. Like, everybody has raw emotions, raw feelings.
No,
you're
it's
still
true.
Watching football. You're a little
but
bit
handicapping it,
in.
Jay, if I were to handicap it before I heard Adam say that, I'd say, I think most likely he'll stay put. And now I think most likely he's going to leave.
I don't know. I've been working with Adam for 15 years or something like that. And he usually, 2 years ago, this feels different than what Adam said about him potentially leaving the Green Bay Packers.
So what would his market be, Key? like, would Belichick ever bring in Aaron Rodgers, try to win another title?
What?
And deal with guys like me calling him out for not winning, you know.
I don't know. I don't
Super
know if
Bowl
Bill
year
would...
one. Oh, look at that. Tom Brady won six with Belichick. Why haven't you?
I don't know that Bill, because of how Aaron Rodgers' personality is, I don't know that Bill would – I don't know. That would be an interesting one because Aaron wants it his way. And you know how Bill is, man.
Yeah.
He just not let you just run him over.
Hey, George in Connecticut, Jay. George in Connecticut wants to defend Aaron Rodgers. You want to hear that?
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Go ahead, George.
Good morning, guys. Love the show. First of all, I'd like to direct a question to Key. Key, wouldn't you say that there's two reasons why players play football? I mean, besides the love of the game, of course, it's money and Super Bowls.
Money
and a veteran quarterback like Aaron, and a veteran quarterback like Aaron Rodgers doesn't need the money, and he only won one Super Bowl, so he won't put his body through all of that not to win Super Bowls. Correct?
He's certainly trying to win Super Bowls. He's not out there playing for free and not to win Super Bowls.
Exactly, George. Go ahead, keep breaking it down.
Okay, now going back to what he said on the Pat McAfee show, keeping that in mind. Okay, he was asked an individual question. He was asked how he would respond to those who say he's washed up.
Yep.
So his response was an individual answer. What he was saying is, I'm still capable of playing at an MVP level. So that's the confidence I have in my ability. I'm not washed up. That's all that Aaron Rodgers was saying. It's not that he's a selfish player. He was just using it as an individual response.
And I never called him selfish. What if you just said an individual response, right? My message to that is, it's okay to say I want the MVP, but in the confines of team. Now you just turn it back to whatever team I'm going to. If it's Green Bay or the Miami Dolphins, I want to win the MVP and I want to win another Super Bowl.
You want to hear if I do it right, Key? Joe Burrow.
Excuse me?
I said, a dude who does it right, Joe Burrow. You ask him any question, he sounds cocky, right? He does. He sounds confident, cocky. He could talk about him, but it will always be. He has not stepped in it like that. It's always going to be redirected back to the team.
What do you mean stepped in it? He was asked a question. He answered the question individually. Then he started talking about his teammates. Like,
why do you think Gronk felt that way, Jay? Why did Gronk feel that way?
I go back to tell you, I don't think – I would bet a lot of money that I don't think Gronk heard the entire thing. I think Gronk heard a clip, and I think Gronk reacted off a clip about a natural conclusion that he's had about Aaron Rodgers instead of actually hearing the way Aaron Rodgers answered the whole question in its entirety.
Tom Brady would have said something, I still think I can play at a very high level.
Tom Brady would
have
never given you insight to how he really, really feels. Tom Brady would never really, really reveal himself.
Maybe there is some correlation between that and winning.
I hear you, but some people want to know who Tom Brady really is. Right?
I mean, that's a good answer, Max.
Is it time?
A rebuttal?
Yeah, there we go. Is it time for the Packers to move on from Aaron Rodgers?
No.
888 say ESPN.
Wow.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
George in Connecticut.
Key, wouldn't you say that there's two reasons why players play football? Money and Super Bowls. And a veteran quarterback like Aaron Rodgers doesn't need the money, and he only won one Super Bowl. So he won't put his body through all of that not to win Super Bowls. What he was saying is, I'm still capable of playing at an MVP level. Not that he's a selfish player.
But does the way you say things indicate something about your mentality? Gronk seems to think so. Didn't like what he heard from Aaron Rodgers. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Is it time for the Packers to move on? Okay, Jay, we've been talking a lot about Aaron Rodgers' response. And Key, you wanted to know, like, what was he asked and all this. He was asked a question on the Pat McAfee show, and Rodgers' response was 3.5 minutes long, okay? A lot long. This was the question to Rodgers. I'm about to play you. The question to Rodgers, after when this is precipitated a 3.5 minute response, about never saying never, pre-draft visit with the Packers, people thinking he was washed, wanting to win another MVP, making sure guys on the team he has a relationship are re-signed, right? Like with the other. This is what he was asked that led to all of that. Here it is.
Aaron, first off, I can't wait to watch you play next year. I know you didn't say that. I'm going to say that for just out of hope, and I feel like I can watch you. I can see your demeanor and your posture. It looks like, you know what, you're going to be ready to sling that thing. In about 2 weeks, you could probably still go right now if you wanted. But what do you make of the internet rumors or reports that they may not be in Green Bay? Is that up to you? Is that up to the team? Would you ever want to not play in Green Bay?
That's what led to the 3.5 minute response, including he can still win MVPs. Or an MVP. What do you think of that, Key?
Did A.J. Hawk say anything about him being washed?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm trying to understand how he came up with the answer to the question.
Max, let's play this little game of radio.
Where were you on the night of the guide, yeah?
Ask me a question about anything. Just ask me a random question. Anything. Just go ahead. Ask. You're quick. Ask.
Jay, why did you choose Duke?
So, look, what happened in last night's game, I want to talk about last night's game. So, last night's game, to me, watching the Sacramento Kings play, like, this is a team that is one of the best teams in the league. They're actually third in the Western Conference. It doesn't matter what you ask me. I'm coming on the show to talk about what I want to talk about. Right? I can pivot off any question and just...
I mean, so that was a terrible pivot, but yes, you can do it. Yeah.
But obviously, I can't control what you say. I would do it better, obviously. Yeah. But obviously, Aaron feels a way about certain people that called him washed. Mm-hmm. Like, he kind of references that. And I'm not sitting here on national TV or radio, you know, condoning everything key that Aaron Rodgers has ever said. Like, I've been the first person on the show to be like, I'm not sure I would want him to leave my organization sometimes with how he says things. But in this particular situation, to me, he was answering about people that had called him washed before and him having a down year and saying that he's still not an elite quarterback. That's how he felt. So he wanted to talk about it. There's nothing wrong with him talking about it.
I never heard A.J. Hawk ask him anything about being washed. So it's a little weird to me that he would.
I just explained that, though.
He wants to talk about it. That's the issue, Jay. That damns him worse.
But if that's what he wants to talk about, that wasn't the question. So now you answer it the way you want to answer it. So what you're going to wind up getting is you're going to get people picking it apart.
But Key, he did answer it, though, because later in his comment, he said he wants to be part. He doesn't want to be part of a rebuild. He wants to be part of a reload. So in his 3 minute soliloquy, that was inserted into his comments. And he talked about, once again, Bakhtiari, Alan Lazard, culture guys, that locker room guys. Like he stated that. So here's the problem. You guys are just picking apart one aspect of it and then saying, well, look at that. He's not answering the question the right way.
Let me say that I think here's part of the problem, guys. He has won a couple of MVPs recently, but he has not advanced far in the playoffs recently. When that is the case and someone asks you a question – and you have a 3.5 minute response in which you talk about you think you can still win an MVP, play at an MVP, do what you just did recently, but it's not really focused on winning a Super Bowl. People are like, well, that's why you don't win a Super Bowl.
Remember what I asked you the other day without this happening with Aaron Rodgers at all, Jay, and it was in basketball? You remember what I asked you?
No.
Remember I said, who career would you rather have? Remember I asked you that?
Mm-hmm.
I said, would you rather have?
Oh, that question, yeah.
Charles Barkley's career, not off the court, not amazing Barkley that we watch on TNT, not that, but Charles Barkley off the court, Hall of Fame Charles Barkley, one of the greatest small forwards in the history of the game.
Power forward, really.
Oh, power forward, yeah. I always call him small.
Because he was 6'6".
I always say small.
Yes.
Or Robert Ory's. What is it? 12 championship rings or whatever it is? Remember I asked you that?
Yes.
Who you could also say either power or small forward, depending on the point of his career.
So, but the reason I asked that is because I wanted to understand how people think. Is it about championships or individual accolades when you don't get a championship? I'm championship guy.
You want Ori's career.
I didn't want my career to go down in flames and I never won a Super Bowl. I just, that was, now, but getting two, getting three, getting four, you keep playing to try to get them, obviously. But in Aaron Rodgers' case, he's so at the top, Jay, in order to separate and put himself in rare company with some of those guys that got two and three and four and five, you know, he's got to win another one.
It's it's Tom Brady's fault, really, because before Brady, as I said yesterday, Key, Dan Marino never got – all Dan Marino needed to do was get one to get the monkey off his back. Because, and Montana had four. It was a lot. But once Brady got to seven, now it's like, come on, Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers. You can't be sitting on one.
So what we're saying is that Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to win championships?
Nope. No, it's not that he doesn't, Jake. People want to hear him say, I care more about this championship about MVP. He mentioned MVP in that conversation. He never mentioned Super Bowl.
Key, stay right there. Wait, stay right there. This is what I want to know from you. I've been asking Jay the same question for the last 2 days. Do you think, when you say people want to hear, do you think it actually means something, meaning that it indicates something about his approach and therefore ultimately the results from a team point of view when he doesn't package it that way? That it's not just for appearances, but it actually means something? Because Gronk seems to think it means something. Do you?
I don't think it means anything. And people could dig into it that way and try to say that his whole pure focus is on his individual accolades and selfishness and all those things. I don't think that that's him. I don't know Aaron Rodgers, nor do I claim to know Aaron Rodgers. I've never talked to Aaron Rodgers other than a wave and a goodbye. But I don't sense a guy like this caring only about his individual accolades.
No, that's not what I mean, Key. What I mean is when he sends out a message the way he did, the reason a guy like Gronk objects to it seems to be to me, and the reason a guy like you objects to it seems to be to me, but I might be wrong, that when you do it that way, it reflects something about your level of dedication to the idea of winning a championship. And therefore, you will get lesser results in that department than someone who constantly goes back to championship.
The only reason why I even brought it up about I wish he said something about championship is because I knew immediately where the conversation was going to go, how it was going to take fire, the fact that he's only talking about MVP, based on what he's done lately in Green Bay over the last several years, which is win a lot of games and zero championships and then wind up winning MVPs and 1 foot in, 1 foot out, running Devontae Adams to Las Vegas. That's the only reason why I say he should have said something different, because if he just says Super Bowl, everybody's going to now focus on the Super Bowl.
The question is,
last word, Jay.
Is Aaron Rodgers likable? Because if you don't think he's likable, right? If things that he said before in the past annoy you, then you're not going to like what he said here. Even though, pretty much to me, what he's saying, summarizing, is Green Bay, stop messing around with me. Are you going to give me my culture, guys? And I'll tell you, I'll come back and play. But if you're going through a rebuild, I'm not trying to be part of a rebuild. Like, that's it. That's what he's saying.
I wonder what Jen Latta thinks about all this. It was on her show that Adam Schefter said. He doesn't think, of all the scenarios, three possible scenarios, he thinks Rodgers returning to the Packers is least likely. Jen Latta, coming up, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
George in Connecticut.
Key, wouldn't you say that there's two reasons why players play football? Money and Super Bowls. And a veteran quarterback like Aaron Rodgers doesn't need the money, and he only won one Super Bowl. So he won't put his body through all of that not to win Super Bowls. What he was saying is, I'm still capable of playing at an MVP level. Not that he's a selfish player.
Our Packers fans.
Riri Wright.
Getting ready for the possibility that Aaron Rodgers could be out. Listen to Adam Schefter, ESPN senior NFL insider. He doesn't have this stuff from nowhere. It's not pulling it out of the ether. On ESPN Milwaukee, on a program goes by the name Gabe, Jen, and Chewy. Listen to this.
And I think that's what he's trying to do right now, to determine whether he wants to retire or play again. I think he is going to come to the conclusion that he wants to play again. And it certainly sounds like he's kind of begun to mentally move on from Green Bay. And so that leaves us with door number three, the trade scenario being certainly viable.
I messed the name up of the show. It is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, of course. Jen Latta with us now. What's going on, Jen?
What's up, Jen?
Welcome to J. Will, Keyshawn, and Max.
Am I one of those people, Max, who's going to be mad about you taking away my top billing? Let me think about that. Nah, I don't care.
Well, here at J. Will, Keyshawn, and Max, we take that very seriously. All right, listen, Jen.
Morning, guys.
Good morning, first of all. Great to talk to you. What did you think when Shefty told you that yesterday?
Yeah, it was a little surprising, you know, because I think I've been in the camp of, okay, here we go, same song and dance that we have dealt with Aaron Rodgers for the last few years. But ultimately, I think he comes back. You know, I think it's like anything else. You go through a long, exhaustive season. They didn't do as well as they wanted to. He didn't play as well as, you know, he holds himself to a very high standard. So he didn't play as well as he expects himself to. And then, you know, you miss the playoffs. So I think he's doing what he needs to do, which is taking some time away, assessing the situation. He's going to see if he physically and emotionally and all of those things still can play. And I think he thinks he can. And then, you know, it's going to be, what does the front office do? What does the Packers brass do as far as putting more talent around him? We've heard that for years with Rodgers, like him wanting more talent. We always thought, guys, that Rodgers could elevate the talent around him and that he was kind of this ultimate eraser of all the issues that the team had. And this was the first time that, like, his skill set and his play couldn't do that. So I think it's going to be very interesting. What I found so strange when Rodgers was talking to Pat McAfee, and by the way, can we just God bless Pat McAfee for having Rodgers on every week or so and giving us all of the content to fill our shows. It's amazing. But I thought it was interesting that, like, it's not just a matter of it from Rodgers' standpoint. If he wants to come back, he keeps throwing out there, it's a, you know, a two-way street and they have to want me back. And I was under the impression, and I'm sure you guys were as well, that the front office had already said that they wanted him back. Mm-hmm. You know, Brian Gutekunst spoke to the media last Friday and said, we made a big commitment to Aaron Rodgers, and it wasn't just for this year, basically saying, we want him back. So then Rodgers is like, well, it's also going to depend on what they do with the personnel and who they have. And it kind of seemed like he was saying, I want some of my pals back. I want some of these veteran players back. And so this really is in Aaron Rodgers' hands, whether or not he wants to be back in Green Bay. And I got to tell you guys, I would be shocked if he wasn't back in the green and gold next season.
Same here, Jen. And so we got into this whole thing about him not talking about Super Bowls. And I actually wrote it down because I watched it. And it's been a really big topic, Jen. Rob Gronkowski has talked about it. We've talked about it on the show all day yesterday. And I was laughing because I actually wrote down the quote, and people have been tweeting me about it, where he said during the same show, there's no point in coming back to play football unless you think you can win it all. right? So it's people are like, oh, he doesn't care about Super Bowls. He's only talking about MVPs. What's your whole take? Does Aaron Rodgers only care about MVPs, or is it about winning Super Bowls?
Yeah, I think that that was misconstrued. I'm like you. I watched the entire interview just to make sure that, like, we – you know, we're representing it accurately, and he obviously talked about winning championships. But what I did think was interesting, guys, was that he did talk about how he thinks he can win another MVP. My reaction to that was, you know, the great philosopher Cousin Eddie from Christmas Vacation. You serious, Clark? Like, what about what Aaron Rodgers did last season makes you think he could be in the MVP conversation? And my argument is not that he's not still a top talent in the league. It's just that he doesn't exist in a vacuum, right? It's not just what Aaron Rodgers goes out there and does. You've got this whole group of young, talented quarterbacks, many of which are in the playoff race still this week, who are going to have a say in the MVP conversation every single year. And I just think from a talent standpoint, if you look at what Rodgers did this season, and don't get me wrong, this is a guy who is motivated by slights. So when everybody rules him out or everybody thinks he's out of the mix, it motivates him even more to be in there. I just don't think he can duplicate the performance he's had several years ago and be back in the MVP conversation. But I'm with you, Jay. He never said he doesn't want to win a championship. That's still a major priority for this guy. He's the ultimate competitor. And, you know, he talked about how his leadership has evolved this year. And he knows that being a leader means caring about the team more than his individual staff.
You know, Jen, that's all fine and dandy that he wants to win a championship. I think we all know that he wants to win a championship. I think if you played this sport long enough or you've been around it long enough, you play it for two things: to get the money and win championships. We all know that. My only issue, and it's not an issue per se, but I would have loved for him to say, hey, I'd like to get an MVP trophy along with winning the Super Bowl at the time he was making the comments, because I knew that once he said MVP and it never got to that same conversation for that 3.5 minutes, anything about winning in Green Bay or winning elsewhere, it was going to take, you know, legs of its own and just all of a sudden grow to a whole nother level. I knew that. So that's why I always said, I wish you'd have said it both at the same time.
Yeah, I totally understand that. It's so tricky, though, because he talks for, and I think this time, for a good hour on the Pat McAfee show. So I think he did his due diligence by addressing the championships. At one point, I think that question was specifically about the MVPs and playing at a high level and all of those types of things. But you're right. Everything that Aaron Rodgers does, he's a lightning rod for criticism. People either love him or they hate him. There is a frustration growing. I can tell you guys this, being in Wisconsin with Packers fans, because they feel like they've been through this before. You know, we almost could have re-racked the conversation y'all and I had 1 year ago when the Packers were booted from the playoffs, because we were having the exact same conversation. And, oh, by the way, I had the same conversation when I was covering Brett Favre in Green Bay back in 2008. So, like, I think the fans are like, just let us know, man. They understand that he is certainly due the opportunity to assess his future, to make an educated decision, to not do it emotionally right after the season. But they do feel like there's a little bit of jerking around, and people can't help but wonder how much of that is just to feed his ego so that he is part of the conversation, even though the Green Bay Packers are not even one of the playoff teams remaining in the hunt right now.
Jen Latta, ladies and gentlemen, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, ESPN Milwaukee. Thanks, Jen. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. We'll be right back.